One fine, frosty fall morn, Tipsy Turtle went tottering through the trees. Suddenly, he stepped on a spot of ice which sent him slip-sliding. When Tipsy finally came to a stop, he found himself upside down in a puddle of muddle. Oh me, oh my, oh, what would Tipsy do? Everyone knows turtles can't just turn themselves right side up when they're upside down, especially when they're in a puddle of muddle. By and by, Busy Beaver bustled and bounced by with his mouth full of maple tree munchies.
Please help me,
cried Tipsy. Busy stopped, looked around, and found Tipsy in the puddle of muddle just off the path. He looked at the poor little turtle with his feet sticking up in the air, shook his head no, then bounded down the path. After all, he did have a mouthful of maple tree munchies, and he was just too busy to help. Tipsy was so disappointed, he began to cry. Later that morning, Bashful Bear was picking blueberries for breakfast when he almost bumped into Tipsy. Bashful bounced backwards and blushed. He was so embarrassed to have come upon a stranger. He blinked twice and outbugged his big eyes when he saw the poor little turtle needed help. For a moment, Tipsy thought he was rescued. Happily, Tipsy kicked his little feet with excitement. But Bashful Bear just backed away. He really wanted to help, but Bashful was just too shy. Tipsy thought about crying again, but he realized that that wouldn't help him one bit. Instead, the little turtle remembered what his mommy taught him about his father God. She said God loved Tipsy and would never ever leave him. Tipsy Turtle decided to pray.
Father,
he began,
help. I thank you for hearing me and delivering me from all my trouble. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shortly after Tipsy said amen, he began to sniff and wrinkle up his nose.
What is that awful smell?
He thought to himself.
It seems to be getting worse.
Tipsy decided to hide in his shell until the icky smell went away. But it didn't go away. The smell got worse. Suddenly, something splashed muddle on Tipsy's shell. Slowly but surely, the little turtle peeked out of the hole in his shell. But all he could see was fur. Black and white fur. Tipsy knew what the icky smell was now. Stinky skunk. When Stinky realized she had splashed into an upside-down turtle in a puddle of muddle, she quickly turned Tipsy right side up. Alas, Tipsy was saved.
Thank you, God,
Tipsy prayed,
for sending Stinky Skunk along to help me when nobody else would. Forgive me for the mean way I used to treat Stinky.
After that, Stinky Skunk and Tipsy Turtle were the best of friends. On Sunday, Tipsy and Stinky went to church together. Their teacher, Miss Hoot, taught all the little animals a story from the Bible.
Once a Jewish man was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, wicked robbers came. They beat up the man and stole everything he had. Then the robbers left the man lying on the ground to die. A priest walking down the road saw the man lying on the ground. Do you think he stopped to help the man? No, he just crossed the road and kept walking. Next, a Levite came to the place where the man lay dying. Do you think he stopped to help the man? No, he did exactly what the priest did. He crossed the road and kept walking. Finally, a Samaritan man came to the place on the road where the Jewish man lay. Do you think he stopped to help the man? Yes, he certainly did, even though the Jews hated Samaritans. The good Samaritan wrapped up the Jewish man's wounds, put him on his donkey, and took him to a motel in the next town. The Samaritan even paid the motel manager extra money so the Jewish man could stay there until he was better. The doer of God's word has a heart of love. Who do you think was a doer of God's word?
I know,
answered Tipsy.
The Good Samaritan. and my friend Stinky Skunk.